The twice-postponed summit of the Melanesian Spearhead Group gets underway in Honiara, the capital of the Solomon Islands, this week. The big issue, West Papua. Both the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, currently an observer, and associate member Indonesia have lobbied hard to become full members of the MSG this year. The ULM appears to have 3 votes, Indonesia 2, and since they both claim to represent the same people, there may be no way to split the difference. In a telling exchange earlier this year, the current MSG chair, Manasa Sogavare, the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, vented his frustration after Indonesian President Joko Widodo refused to meet with him to discuss human rights issues. Indonesia, Sogavare said, had only joined the Melanesian Spearhead Group to protect its own interests. Those comments were not based in reality, shot back a senior Indonesian official, and amounted to a violation of the MSG's principles on sovereignty and non-interference to boot, which prompted a senior MSG official to pointedly remind Jakarta that one of the group's overarching principles is the decolonization of Melanesia. The rhetoric has only escalated since. Sogavare said Indonesia has put indigenous people on the brink of extinction in West Papua and called on the United Nations to address what he called genocides. In addition to the Solomon Islands, the ULM can count on support from Vanuatu and the Kanaks of New Caledonia. Jakarta claims the backing of Fiji and Papua New Guinea. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.